Welcome to Hearts Alive, a lectionary-based Sunday school curriculum bringing all hearts to Jesus. This week's Bible background is for Year C, Winter, Week 1. Be alert. Luke 21:25-36. The big idea. We are watchful and ready for Jesus to return, just as he has promised. The memory verse is from Hebrews 12:2. Let us keep looking to Jesus. Hebrews 12:2a. The baby who was born in a manger is now a man, and he has just warned his Jewish disciples that their beloved temple will be destroyed. He has also warned that they will face persecution for being his followers. There will be wars, natural disasters, and famine. This is all shocking to the disciples. They had hoped Jesus was ushering in a kingdom they had experienced under David and Solomon, but here he is telling them something altogether different. Things are going to become difficult. They must stand firm and hold fast to him. Old Testament. The believers Jesus is addressing in this week's passage in Luke 21 are Jews. They know the signs the prophets gave. Micah said that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Jeremiah said the Messiah would be a descendant of David. Jesus was a descendant of David. The Messiah would be born of a virgin. He would live a sinless life. Children would praise him. He would be falsely accused. And he would remain silent while being brutally mistreated and suffer and die for our sins. Jesus fulfilled these and hundreds more prophecies. There was no denying it. Yet most people in his time did deny him. And as a result, they will be rejected at the return of Christ, not for the tribe into which they were born or the time in which they lived. They will be judged for rejecting God's own Son, the Messiah sent to save them. Jesus. Everyone wants a sign, but Jesus himself is our sign. He was the physical manifestation of the invisible God. He was God in the flesh. His birth itself was a sign, one foretold many times long before he came. Signs preceded his birth, signs preceded his death, and signs will precede his return. But the only sign we need is Christ himself, whose sinless life and sacrificial death demonstrated the unfathomable love of God. When the Christmas season passes and the festivities end, Christians should still celebrate. The birth of Christ was only the beginning of our salvation. The best part is still to come. Christ will come again. The church and the world. When these things begin to take place, stand up. Hold your head up with joy and hope. Luke 21:28a. We experience our Messiah through Bible reading and prayer. We experience him in community with other believers. We practice confession and repentance, and we accept forgiveness of our sins. We magnify him in worship. We make our decisions based on what he would do and through his leading and direction in our lives. We avoid the world's extremes of self-indulgence and worry. We trust him at all times and in all things, or at least these are our goals. We rejoice even in our suffering, knowing that this perseverance is storing up for us a reward. We hold fast to our hope until he comes. These are our signs, the signs that our lives belong to him. And when we see those future signs, we will not be terrified because we are watchful and ready for his return. We will lift our heads up with joy and hope, and the next sign we will see is Christ coming to our rescue. For more information on our children's and adult curriculums, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.